On this Thursday afternoon, we're joined by Mike Tenora. He's a T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for being with us. Let's get right to it because there's a big rainstorm that's going to come through at least a good portion of Illinois, and farmers are worried. Can you tell me how widespread that will be across the whole of the Corn Belt and how much rainfall you expect and where?
Well, most of the rain from the upcoming system will fall along and south of Interstate 80. So everybody in the WILL listening area will certainly be part of this heavy rain setup. The setup is basically occurring because we have a couple of different waves of energy that are moving in from the west. We also have a cool front moving in from the north. And then on top of that, we have the remnant of Tropical Storm Gordon moving in from the south. All of these are essentially going to continue to converge on Illinois. That takes place over the next 2 to 3 days. So we're looking for some pretty big rains here, anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 inches, with localized 5-inch totals in a swath or two of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and or Ohio. So this is a pretty good chunk of the Corn Belt. Keep in mind, everybody to the north of the area that we've been talking about saw equally as heavy, if not heavier, rains over the last 2 weeks. About half of the soybean crop in Iowa has seen over 10 inches of rain over the last 30 days, and a similar amount in Wisconsin. By the time you add all of that up, 11% of U.S. soybean production has received at least 10 inches of rain over the last 30 days. But it isn't going to intensify because most of the rain coming up is going to fall on some of these areas that have not been as wet over the last couple of weeks.
And then we dry out, I take it?
Well, that's the good thing. We haven't talked too much about that, but to the northwest of Illinois, it will be completely dry over the next 7 to 10 days, maybe even longer than that. So there's not much rain coming up. For Illinois and the rest of the Corn Belt, we still have to get through this rain event. But once we do that, it turns dry for a while as well, at least 7 to 10 days too. So it's going to be a lot different here in a few days from now. Temperatures on top of that are going to be pretty warm. We'll see highs in the 70s and 80s all the way through the middle of the month. That's around 4, 5, 6 degrees above normal every single day. And we could even see some highs in the mid to upper 80s on occasion. So unseasonably mild and fairly dry once we get through this rain.
Your quick assessment of problems areas in Europe and Asia, please.
Well, the big thing that we're concerned about in Europe is that we had a drought that was in place earlier in the year, and we know that affected their wheat crop. Now they're planting rapeseed and they're planting wheat again as the next season starts. And we still have pretty high coverage of drought. Even over the last 30 days, about half of the EU wheat production area has been drier than normal, including some big numbers in some different areas, especially the northern areas and in Turkey. So these areas need some rain. There's not much rain on the horizon, so Europe is going to remain an area of concern. Ukraine, the same story. Russia, the same story. All these areas have been drying out over the last 45 to 60 days with not much rain on the horizon. So we'll see how that plays out. The other area we're concerned about is Eastern Australia. That area accounts for about 60% of Australia's wheat crop, and probably about half of that is exported. If you take a look at how much rain there's been or how much there hasn't been over the last 90 days, it's pretty impressive. About 75% of that crop received less than half of its normal rainfall over the last 90 days across this eastern wheat area, and that's a big number. There has been some rain earlier last week, some rain today, but this is not going to be nearly enough to wipe out drought in those areas. It'll essentially continue. So we'll have to keep watching that. But again, that's only about 50 to 60% of the total wheat production in Australia. The rest of it is further to the west, and we don't see any problems there.
And finally, the beginning of the growing season in South America is upon us. How do they look?
Well, everything there is looking pretty good at the moment. It's dry in southern Brazil, and that's allowing early corn planting to start without any problems. We'll see some rain there in about a week as well, so everything looking good in Brazil. Argentina's a little bit dry. About 62% of their wheat production has been drier than normal over the last 30 days. But there is some rain coming up, not only Sunday and Monday, but across a wider area next week. So there's just not a whole lot to talk about in South America. They're seeing a mix of wet and dry periods going forward, And that's a pretty good way to start your growing season.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great, Todd. Talk to you later.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.